Mizmar, let's start with Mizmar Tzadik Dalet. We are continuing. Okay, today we're going to do, yesterday we did two pages. We did two pages and in the text we learned the Mitzvah, that's David. And we spoke out a couple of ideas. Okay, we spoke about the idea, Hayoyser, Goyim Holo Yochiach. I like that very much. That is always very, resonates with me, what we spoke about, and we spoke some other things we learned about. And now we're going to go do it again. We're going to do it with Rashi and with the Targum. And I have a few selected, really was very nice, some very beautiful Mamar Chazal. And there are a few, there's a Minchas Erev, and a little Malbum, and maybe just a drop of the Radak. Okay, that's quite a workout for today. Let's try to do all those things today. So let's review over here now with Rashi. Amcha Hashem Yidaku v'nachaloscha Ye'anu. Okay, so Amcha, your people Hashem Yidaku, they crushed. We're talking over here, the Pshut of Shalmik over here is referring over here to the Goyim. To the Umay Sa'olam. Oh, I didn't turn on the computer yet over here. We have movie 604. I didn't log in. Page 850. Amcha Hashem Yidaku v'nachaloscha Ye'anu. Your nation, the Goyim, the Goyim, they are troublemakers. They crush the Jewish people. And v'nachaloscha, your inheritance, Ye'anu, they torture, they afflict, they what's a good word for Yanu? Inui means
Gepeine.
What does that mean in English? Inui, suffering, affliction.
Like
suffering. Inui. They cause pain.
Okay. Recording in progress.
Okay, here we go. Okay, there's no one here anyway. Okay. Okay, so this is Almana Vigari Yidakov Nachloso Yanu Almana Vigari. Okay, then we have Almana Vigari Yaregu Visom Yiratsechu. They murder the widow and the ger, and the yisoymim yiratzechu, two words for murder. We tried to touch upon that. What's the chilek between the word hariga and ritzicha? Vayoyimru, and they say lo yireka. Apikorsis. Tehillim does not shy away from discussing apikorsis. Today we're afraid. Today was so delicate that if we mention anything that has any remiss to apikorsis, oh no, don't say that. Because, you know, you're going to plant in the minds of the very delicate people ideas of apikorsis, and they're not going to be able to deal with it. Okay, maybe it's so, but certainly David and Moshe, they deal with it. They very much embrace apikorsis, and they deal with it. They say, Vayomu, they tell us exactly what they say, and they respond, Dama lohoshe, Vayomu, lo yireka, v'lo yovin elokei Yaakov. Hashem does not see, he does not understand, and the response is, Binu, understand, Bo'arim, Bo'am, you shaitim. Shaitim sheba'olam. Idiots. The foolish people of the world, wake up, understand, Uchasilim, and two different words we discussed yesterday, the chilik between a bar and a kasil. A bar does not have intelligence, period. A kasil is a very smart person. It's just that he is conflicted. Conflicted, he has taivos, he is blackmailed, he knows what's correct, but he's conflicted.
Being stupid and being foolish.
Oh, being stupid means there's no brain in the head.
Sure.
Being foolish means you have a brain, but you've chosen to do wrong. Why? Either you know why, or you don't know why, but you're conflicted because of taiva, and other considerations. Hanoita oizen halo yishma. If Hashem is the one who's noita planted, does Hashem not hear? Im yoitzer ayin halo yabid. Notice the Radak and Ibn Ezra. I don't really understand what they're saying, but the good question is, why do we use the word noita for ears and yoitzer for eyes? So noita means to plant, and netia. And I, it's yitzira. So I don't really understand the depth of the answer, but it's a good observation. And at least what he says about I, he says something very interesting about the I, yitzira. I don't know what this means scientifically and what it means hashkafically, but it's a pasuk here in Tehillim, which is sacred. And when it comes to seeing, every single thing that you see is considered to be a new creation. The word yoitzer is not a simple word. Yoitzer means it's yoitzer or uvari choshech. there's an element of renewal, element of creation in a vision. When you see something in your mind, how does all of that work? The eye is the most complicated organ, one of the most complicated parts, if not the most complicated part of the person's brain. The ability to see, and what you're seeing, there is a continuous creation in vision. What that means, I don't know.
When you see, you only see 15% of what you're looking at. And the brain fills in the rest of the information.
Yeah?
And I'm looking at you, I don't see the rest of the room. I see certain sections of you.
Imagination?
And it's not imagination. The brain, it's like a puzzle with missing pieces. And it says, well, this piece should be dark, bright, green, blue. It fills it in.
Okay, I hear, I don't know, okay, I don't know. You know, today in science...
It's not being created when you're hearing this new sound waves and is creating also.
No,
the sound waves... It doesn't seem so. Noita is a plant. A plant has, the roots go deeper and it grows. I don't know, it's something to think about. Today in science, in medicine, so we know Baruch Hashem is this medical miracle where the, what's it called, the implant, the hearing implant, cochlear. How you pronounce it?
Cochlear.
The cochlear hearing implant. It is unreal. And if you want, I know there's a yeshiva somewhere out in the west. One of the Chofetz Chaim yeshivas. They have this magnificent campus, like you've never seen. I've been told, I have never been there, but I've been told, a campus you can't even begin to imagine, the envy of every yeshiva in the world. There's a campus, which state is it in? I don't remember.
Milwaukee.
What?
Milwaukee,
could be.
Later
not Wisconsin, the other one. There are two of them that are very closely related. There's one in Wisconsin, and there's another one that's like the younger generation of that yeshiva.
Wits is in
Wisconsin. Right, that's Witz. So Witz, is an older yeshiva, more established, and then the Talmidim of Witz, they opened up another branch in a different state, and they got a campus you can't even imagine. Where did the campus come from? The campus used to be a magnificent government facility for deaf people, for the deaf. How come the government sold it, gave it away for free, basically, to the yeshiva? Because all of the patients in this facility got the cochlear implant, and they all can hear now. They can all hear now. So they don't need it. Isn't that amazing? They can all can hear, so they don't need it anymore.
They don't have a recess spell here. The lights go flashing.
Not my woman's son was... Rabbi in Canada, in Toronto, someplace, you know, and the yeshiva, which all the kids were hearing him, and the yeshiva dissolved because there was no new coming in because everybody had implants. They went into the
Baruch Hashem. Okay. How can I forget? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today, how can I forget? Today, we are learning Lezecher Ul'ilu Nishmas, the mother of Rav Aaron Cohn. Chaya Elta Bas Avraham. Chaya Elta Bas Avraham. May her neshama have an aliyah. Her neshama has an aliyah from you every single day, besides everything that you do, but you personally give me benefit and give everyone the share benefit by setting everything here up with such perfection. You can get a six-figure job knowing all the technology that you know to put this everything here together every day with such perfection. Give me a cup of coffee every day. Thank you very much. May your mother's neshama have an aliyah. Okay, now let's continue over here. So what am I trying to tell and make this point is because today I've read, I don't know anything, I don't know the Alpes, they're trying to do the same technique that they've done with hearing, this medical miracle for seeing, and basically create some type of bypass the eye and have an implant directly into the brain, the same way they're able to intercept the nerves and create some artificial type of ear which goes right into the brain and people are able to hear. Rabbi Eliezer, leader friend, he's a very big mumchen in these inyanim, And just like they're able to do that with hearing, they're desperately trying to do the same thing with vision. And the hope is that soon people know they'll be able to see. At least, you know, maybe one day the day will come when they can see naturally and hear naturally through, you know, all the stem cell research type of things to recreate. Halavai, that should happen one day. But in the meantime, to create an artificial technique that's equivalent or close to equivalent of the real thing. So the only thing I'm trying to point out is over here, according to what it says in this pasuk, it's a completely different operation, a completely different technique. Because if the pasuk here tells us that when it comes to hearing, it's begeder noita, noita, and when it's seeing, it's begeder yoitzer, it's a revelation, an ancient revelation from a divine sefer, is that the way these different senses operate are completely two different worlds. Completely. Hearing is
you say night is planting, you have to have a seed to plant versus yitzer.
It's a creation.
Total new creation.
So,
not from a seed, it's from...
Right, it opens up a world of commentary to analyze, and the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, they don't take things lightly. If they go and they make a point out of this, it's serious business, and there's some medical secrets over here. Is hearing is related to the concept of planting. Planting, what does that mean? Planting has a whole vocabulary. There are seeds, there are roots. It needs constant watering, nurturing. It has to have this sunlight. When you're dealing with a plant, you're introducing a whole world of concepts. When you're dealing with the concept of yitzira, creation, I don't even know what I don't know what even that means. It's not planting. It's a completely different metaphor. It also opens up a whole world of commentary when it comes to Matan Torah. Mantar v'chol ha'am. Mantar is described as v'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilos. Re'ia involves yitzira. Koilos involves nitiya. So they, what does it mean? It means they use the faculty of yitzira in order to plant, in order to engage in a maise of hearing, which is in the category of planting, which involves its world of science. So again, over here we are fortunate that we are introduced to new concepts. That whenever you talk about hearing, plug into the metaphor of hearing all of the concepts of gardening. Gardening, there's a lot of things about gardening. When it comes to seeing, plug in whatever you deal with yitzira. Okay, let's go further.
Choresh
is plowing.
Yeah. Is like
it's not, I don't understand
no
that. You don't need das for what?
Because he doesn't hear.
A cheresh. A cheresh, a deaf mute. So you're saying over here, Rav Kalman is saying something very incredible. He really just said, it's unbelievable what you just said. A cheresh is someone who doesn't hear. What does cheresh mean? Cheresh, a plowing. Why did Chazal select the word plowing? Because plowing is one of the words that's part of the lexicon of Nitiya. The word planting, when you say plant, planting, you have to have water, you have to have seeds, you have to have roots, you have to have a bark, you have to have sunlight. And what else do you have to do when you plant? Before you plant, you have to plow. So you say a person who can't hear, he's begeder a cheresh. Cheresh is milashon charisha. You've plowed the earth. That's just the beginning.
No,
where's the seed? Where's the water? Where are the roots? We didn't get that far. It's just a fallow land that has been plowed, but nothing has grown. Unbelievable. It was kedai to wake up today just to hear this part from Rav Kalman. Okay, this unbelievable insight is Chazal, the terminology they use, this chochman on every step of the way. Cheirech, oizen is in the world of Nitiya. So a person who can't hear, he's like, there's a charisha. Charisha. You plow the field, and that's where it stops. You didn't go weiter in bringing the plant to fruition. Isn't that amazing? It's just an incredible, unbelievable. Kalmi Yashukayach. Everything has its vocabulary. Unbelievable. Okay. Then Hayoyse Goy Maloyochiach. So we learned over here yesterday the Mitsuda Stavid, which pretty much, except for the Targum, say something a little bit different, but pretty much it's a little bit of a shift. Is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Musa to the Dor HaMabel and the Dor HaFloga and Anshei Sidoim. I think Ibn Ezra, or is it the Sepurno? Someone over here gives three examples. There are at least three, well, even the Egyptians. Why not say the Egyptians? Why not even say Nebuchadnezzar? There are certain nations in the world that have been obliterated. They've been obliterated for their sins. The Hamabel, the Hafloga, Anshei Sidoim. Look at that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tolerate evil. It may take many generations, Achen Nismale Hasa'ah, but eventually Hashem will catch up with the evildoers and give them what they deserve. So do you think today, 2024, you can do whatever you want and get away with it? There's a whole world of history. We study history and you will see that wicked people don't get away with it. Eventually, Hashem has his timeline, but we have the benefit of 5,784 years behind us, and there's a lot of history, and we see the wicked people, eventually, they get what they deserve. So, Hayoyser Goyim, the same way Hashem has given Musar, has rebuked, has punished the nations of the world in history, Halo Yochiach, it's a rhetorical statement. Will he not give you Musar? Will he not bring upon you punishment for your evil deeds? The Pasuk is addressing the wicked people of every generation. And then it goes on to say, now according to the Moshe Mefarshim, it's interesting why the words Hamalamed Adam Doas, if we would not know better, would really be the beginning of the next Pasuk. For some reason, the Pasuk is not broken up in this fashion, but it really goes into the next Pasuk. Hamalamed Adam Doas. So, Edward, hello. Hello, Hashem, Yodea, Machshavos, Adam. See, that, and you say this pasuk your whole life so many times, and never really chab what's going on over here. Is if we would make one little edit in this pasuk, I think many people would have a lot more satisfaction in reading the psukim, how they go together. Because these next words, if Hashem is the creator of knowledge, which means Hashem is the teacher. He doesn't say over here, interesting, he doesn't say that Hashem creates knowledge. It's interesting, why doesn't it say Hashem creates knowledge? It's Hashem is the teacher. If Hashem is the teacher of knowledge, don't you think he knows what you're thinking? If Hashem is the ultimate entity that endows men, atah choinein le'odam das, if you are the one Hashem who bestows, endows men with knowledge, it all comes from you, don't you think Hashem knows what you're thinking? So it will be the fourth continuation of this pasuk. You start over here with Hanoite Oizen, if Hashem planted the ear, Halo Yishma. Number two, Im Yoitzer Ayin, Halo Yabit. If Hashem created the eye, don't you think Hashem knows what's going on? He sees. If Hashem is Hayoitzer Goyim, can you go to where I tried yesterday to present it yesterday? If Hashem gives Musar, is Hashem not the ultimate Baal Musar? I like that interpretation the best. If Hashem is Hayoyser Goyim, Halo Yochiach, is it not that Hashem himself is the perfection of Musar? And now, put a dot there, and make believe a new Pasuk begins. HaMelamed Adam Das, if Hashem is the one that is Melamed Das, don't you think Hashem Yodea Machshavos Adam Ki HaMahavel? Right. That's what they see. All you gotta do is make that edit, and then it flows like water. But I never did. I never understood what's going on over here. That's what Pasuk Shah. That's what one of the Farshim over here. I saw preparing that. That's what one of the Farshim over here say. Just put a dot here. Put a dot over here. If Hashem is the Melamed Adam Da'as, don't you think Hashem Yodea Machshavos Adam Kihem Ohavel? Hashem knows your foolish thoughts. Don't you think so? Isn't that realistic, a reality? Now, what is though interesting is that the only place where it tells us that Hashem knows how evil we are is when it comes to the thoughts. when it comes to the Hanoita, Hanoita Oizen, Halo Yish, Hashem hears. So maybe Hashem hears good things and Hashem hears some not such good things. When it comes to Yoisa and Aloy Arbit, Hayoise Gemelo Yochiach, but here Hamalamin Adam Duas, Hashem Yodea Machshros of not just the Machshros Adam. Hashem knows the Machshros Adam ki heimo hovel, that they are utter futility. Okay. Ashrei gave a shot yes renuka. Umitaras was from then.
You're telling me that he plants das in us, and then you tell me that it's hevel?
No, that all of our thoughts are hevel. I mean, relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is hevel. I mean, relative.
The das is the intelligence, and then with that, you have thoughts. Those thoughts that we're using that intelligence with for. Those thoughts are
hard. We're dealing with wicked people. Right? The Pshuta Shol Mikra is we're not dealing with good people. We're dealing over here with wicked people. And even though it's self-understood in the first three examples that Hashem sees the evil deeds, here, for whatever reason, it spells it out. Ki Heima Havel, it spells it out that Hashem knows the evil plans and conspiracies of
like AI intelligence?
What does AI? There's nothing here to do with AI over here. Nothing to do with AI. Nothing with AI. No. Nothing here. Over here, we're dealing with people who are scheming, planning to do harm to other people. That the whole section is dealing. Even though it does not say that Hashem knows, sees the evil deeds, and Hashem hears the evil plans. It's self-understood. But for whatever the reason over here is, like we're dealing with the person's thoughts. It mentions it outright that Hashem, who is the creator of knowledge, and Hashem is the one who bestows knowledge, he certainly knows the evil plans of man to harm someone else, and that is the heaven. Then the pasuk
Rashi says, he's talking about the people, not their thoughts.
Okay, let's see. Ki hevel heim. What's heim going on? The thoughts.
No, the other. The
people. Hashem yodea machshavay seyem shatem suvudim lehizgoes b'nezra melucha. Arrogance, the seydu kehem ahem. We're going back on the machshavay seyem. I think it's going back on the machshavay seyem. Hashem yodea machshavay seyem shahay atem suvudim lehizgoes b'nezra melucha v'seydu kehem. I think it's going on the thoughts. Okay, let's finish up. And then we learn the pasuk, Rabotai. Okay, Rabotai, let's hear it. Now we come over here to the last pasuk, and this really is the beginning, this really going into the next section. This really leads into the next section, is that Asher HaGev Asher T'Asher Nekom Yitirasa Salam Denuk. It's really, really, you need to read the next page, but for right now we'll do one page at a time. That praiseworthy is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises, and with that, with Yisurim comes Siyata Deshmaya Umitirasa Salam Denu, no pain, no gain. And comes, and Hashem teaches him the Holy Torah. Now we'll come to that. We did a little bit of the Mitzvah David. He didn't really explain all that much in that idea. We'll come a little bit more. Let's see the Rashi's very quickly.
If you put the comma, Hashem Yodei Machshavos comma, Adam Kihem Hevel, Adam they're all Hevel.
It seems like that might be.
If you want to switch
around. Where do you want to put the comma? Parshat Shad is Hashem Yodei Machshavos Adam.
No.
Period. I know, so you want to make a drush, Hashem Yudhiyah Machshavos, thoughts. Adam, what's the end of the day? Adam, the total sum, the chazara of the ears, and of the list, the hearing, the sight, and the musar, is a man. Adam, Kihema, mankind, they are Hovel. I don't know if that's grammatically correct.
Ashri
Hagev. Hashem Yodea Machshavos Kama? Is a Kama there? Can't be.
Wow.
Can't be. Hashem Yodea Machshavos Kama? No, Hashem Yodea Machshavos Adam Kama. And then Ki Heimo Adam. Okay, let's see the Rashis. Rashi first, back on page 850, says.
Right, after Adam,
that's correct, right. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Hashem is Yoidea Machshavos Adam, period. Comma. Then it says, Ki Hei Mohavel, which is going back on the thoughts. The thoughts are futility. Let's do. Hashem Yodea. Machshavos Adam Kiyem Havel. It's the same idea. Okay. Okay. Okay, possibly.
Unless he does the next pasuk, the next pasuk will teach him that machshava should be correct also.
Okay. I like your first word about cheresh. That word is unbelievable. That's like unbelievable. What? Okay, let's see. Okay, fine. That's an idea. It's not. Let's see the Rashi. Okay, we did the mitzvah. Let's see the Rashi. Binu barim ba'am. We learned this already. Who umayts? Who is the am? The am are the nations. According to Rashi, we're dealing with the nations of the world. And wake up and smell the coffee. The nations shaitim sheba olam. One of my favorite expressions in Chazal. Shaitim, I say this very often. I always say this. Every time I get frustrated, I say, Shaitim Sheba Olam. Okay, it's an expression, idiots. Shaitim Sheba Olam.
World class fools is how I translate
it. World class fools. Next, Hanoi, the next page. Hanoi, the Oizen Shema. Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenata, Oizen. It's a rhetorical statement. Now, here Rashi is learning not like the Mitzudei Stavid, not like the way we've been translating this for the last day. And he's saying is, Hanoi, we learned until now that Halo Yishma, does Hashem not hear the evil plans of the wicked? In other words, if only you can get a recording. Can you imagine today if someone would come forward? I have an audio recording that you can authenticate that has not been manipulated, and you would listen to the evil plans of these wicked people who have caused in this world enormous harm. Okay, there are always conspiracy theories. Prove it. And then you'll hear a conversation of people scheming and planning, people in the highest echelons of government. They're having conversations. Can you imagine you go listen to...
Or even the lower ones. These cases of government informants, you know, who people called.
They always have on the news. They had on the news recently. Someone, I don't even know these people. Someone yesterday was a big thing. One person who worked for the FBI, and either he slipped or he said that we schemed and planned to eliminate or take away the money of this person. There's a certain person that basically they were caught red-handed, engaging in illegal activity. And they have an audio recording. So could you imagine if all the audio recordings that between all these world leaders in their selfish plans to do harm, if it's true, they would be revealed? So it says that even though we don't have those audio recordings, Halo Yishma, the Ribbono Shel Olam hears everything that goes on in this world. When the evil people, you know, you just can't do a crime unless you plan. And you have to go into some basement, some bunker, and where there's, you know, no one is listening, and you have to prepare, lay out the plan, and you know, get things going. There's the conversations that are taking place that there's no record of, and therefore that's why evil people get away with it. Hashem hears their evil plans. That's the way we have translated this pasuk until now. Hashem is listening to the words of the evil people. Along comes Rashi, I disagree. That's not what it means. I hear the suffering of the victims. Halo Yishma, Hashem created an ear. I hear the suffering by Klal Yishol. It says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yishol el Hashem min ho avoida. Hashem listened. It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that Hashem listened to the plans of Paro, Melech. The pasuk says, "Vayeh Melech Mitzrayim." Hine Am Bnei Yisrael. Forgetting all the psukim. Ra, the very great. The Havayaki Segrena Milchama. V'Noisaf Gamhu Al Sinenu V'Nilcham Banu V'Yolam In Haaretz Havu. It goes on to say, "Let's go and bring suffering." The pasuk taka records that tells, but it doesn't say that Hashem heard that. It just records as a matter of fact what Paro and the evildoers said. But
even thoughts.
What?
Even thoughts.
Thoughts, right? That's part of what it says over Hashem Yodea. Well, sometimes there's no sound. There's just machshava. Hashem knows that as well. But what about? But it comes a certain point. But what does it say about the story of Mitzrayim? The pasuk records the evil plans, but when it talks about Hashem listening, vayishma Hashem es nakosam, Hashem heard the cries of suffering. That's a very big insight. So
I said nothing. I know that we don't say tachanun, but in tachanun shmiyom sheni v'chamishi there is a sentence had from this pasuk hatay elokai uzlecha ushma pekach enecha ure'e.
Oh,
it's exactly hanuta oz lo yishma im yotzer ein halo yabit. Exactly, he took it from here again.
Not at the perpetrators, but at the victims. Open up your eyes and see our suffering. Open up your ears and hear our suffering.
Pay special attention.
Okay, fine. But Rashi here on the spot says, not like we learned until now. If you go back into the Mitzudos, okay, it's in, look in the Hanoite Yishma. Hanoite is in Hu Yishma. Im Hoysa Hasogas Hashem. He's going to explain. He doesn't really explain. He doesn't really explain, but I mean, from the context of the Mitzvah stuff that we're dealing over here with the Rishoyim, it appears that we're dealing over here with Hashem. Hashem is listening to the evil plans of man. Rashi says, no. Halo, hanoite oizen, Hashem or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenata oizen, lo yishma, tzakas, amo, v'onyoi. Is a rhetorical question that does Hashem not hear the suffering of his people who are the victims? Halo yochiach. This is consistent with what we said before. Yiyaser eschem al kach. Hashem will punish you. Hashem, who gives musr in the past to other nations, Rashi's not filling in the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlogo, Anshei Sedoim, other nations. You think you're going to get away with this? Hal yiyaser eschem al kach will punish you for your crimes. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem Yodea Machshav Asehem, Hashem knows their thoughts. Shatem Sevurim Lin. What is the thought? What is this over here? He's telling us an idea. See, until now we would translate simply that Hashem knows the thoughts, the evil plans to do harm. That's not what Rashi learns. Hashem knows that the goal of these wicked people is to become arrogant, is l'hisko ois. Shatem Sivurim Lehiskaos Benezer Hamalucha. You always ask these questions. People who are a little bit wild and they have conspiracy theories, the first question is, why would they want to do it? What is their motive? You go, something terrible happens. Right? If a Meshugana will tell you, the earthquake, it was done by man. Oh, really, right? Excuse me, okay, let's say you're right. Let's say you're so crazy to think that the earthquake happened because it was solar eclipse, okay? Solar eclipse. A Meshugana will tell you, solar eclipse, it's a man-made conspiracy. Someone did something to make a solar eclipse, right? Meshugana. Okay, why? What purpose?
To bring down the government.
What purpose? Oh, so you're giving an answer. So Rashi over here is telling over here that the evil people who really, not conspiracy theorists, real evil, what is their ultimate goal? What is their ultimate goal? What do they want? Your money? They want covet? They want power? Power. So Rashi says something that needs to be understood. You always have to ask why. Why? What's the purpose? Machshavoyseim she'atem sivurim lehiskoois. Benezer Hamalucha. They want to pride themselves in the crown of Malchus.
Get the presence.
They want kavod. Kavod. What is more valuable? Kavod or money? What would you rather? I'd rather have money. But what would most people rather have? Kavod. How do you know? How do you know that kavod is more valuable than money? Because people pay a lot of money for kavod. You never see anyone pay or give up kavod for money. You don't see that. It's not common. I mean, you have to
really... People will belittle themselves a lot just to get some money.
They would personally, let's say you would give Biden, give the President Biden $1 billion to retire right now. Retire, quit. Just say, I had enough. I'll give you $1 billion. Would he retire?
He won't live long enough to spend $1 billion.
So you're saying there's a reason why. So let's say have a young let's say Obama in the height of his presidency. In the height of his presidency, you would say to him, I'll give you $1 billion. I won't retire right now. I'll give you $1 trillion. Would he retire?
Yeah.
I don't think he would. I think the COVID,
I think he sold his soul for the money.
I think the COVID is so the President of the United States. What more? I mean, that's the COVID in the Welt. What more could you want? Is it Shaykh? What is more valuable? What is more valuable, COVID or money? L'chaira, COVID is more valuable because you see Chaim shel Oyshar v'Chavid. Oyshar, so that, right, you go higher, higher, higher. The ultimate spitz, you move your way up. No, I think you go higher and higher.
Chaim shel Oyshar,
the Oyshar and then Chavid. The highest madrigal is covered. You see people, after they have all the money they need for the rest of the many generations of money, then they start pursuing covered. They want a legacy. They want a legacy covered. All right, whatever it is. Over here, this is a very important Rashi. Every word of Rashi is sacred. Rashi, what you're saying is, what is the purpose of the crime? What do they get out of it? What do they get out of all of these crimes? Rashi, Hashem knows that the ultimate... You found it? No? Hashem knows the ultimate goal is... The ultimate goal is, you would think it's money. I want money. I want an easy life. I want money. I want the vengeance, the hana. I want taiva. No, it says the ultimate goal is covered lehiska ois benezer hamaluch. Look at Haman in the Megillah. What more do you want than that? What should I do? Leish asher melech chafetz biko yaviu levush malchus v'sus asher rochav olav hamelech and v'nosan keser hamalchus b'roishai. What? What kind of meshugas is this? For one day? For a few hours? You want to wear the Kesra Malchus? Meshugah? Gemara Meshugah? Well, that's what it says now. The Megillah is really a study in the human condition. And the Megillah is telling that the ultimate goal, the most evil man in history, maybe until Hitler, the most evil man in history, probably was even worse than Hitler, was Haman. And what did Haman want? What did he want?
But he already had all the money.
You can never have enough money.
Stand up and doesn't bow to me.
Even one Jew didn't bow down to him.
Doesn't bow to me.
But that what he wanted, the Keser Malchus
v'Roshei. You want him to bow to me.
That was the beginning, but
and
here...
And even the Mordechai, he was not awarded with money, he was awarded in honor. He was paraded in the...
Well, that was what Achashverosh did, but Mordechai couldn't care less about it. But Haman, the most evil man in the world, what Torah, the Megillah states, as a matter of fact, what is the will, what is the goal? What do wicked people want? They want covet. This knowledge, the person wants covet, is a very important tool in the world of psychology, in dealing with people. There are many people who are very bitter. There are many people who are very bitter, very, 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 they're bitter enemies. And many times, in order to calm them down, all you got to give them is a little covet. A little covet can go a long way. A long way in silencing some of our bitterest critics. You have the shugayim out there in the world. And if you just give them a little covet, oh, all of a sudden they become your best friend. To understand the human condition. And that's over here, this is a powerful Rashi. Hashem knows what the thoughts of the wicked people are. Could you imagine Rashi tells us what is their ultimate goal? Lehiska'ois b'nezer ha'malucha v'seidu'u, and you know Hashem, you know ki hevel heim, these machshavos are total nonsense. The proof is Haman HaRasha, the ultimate Rasha. What did he want? He wanted Kavod. What about Esav? What did he want? Did Esav want Kavod? You have to study Esav. What did Esav want? Esav wanted money. Esav really got both. When Yaakov Avinu went to meet Esav, Yishach Yaakov Balachim Lefanev El Esav Achim, what did Yaakov Avinu do? He gave them money, gave him an enormous gift, and then he bowed down 7 times. He bowed down before Esav. He gave Esav kavod, incredible kavod, to bow down 7 times. What more do you want than that?
He called him Adoni, Adoni, Adoni,
Adoni. Adoni 7 times. He bowed down 7 times. Chazal said because Yaakov bowed down 7 times, that's why the 7 mikdashos came to an end. The Mishkan of Moshe, Gilgal, Noiv, Shiloh, Noiv, given by Yisrishon, by Yisheni, because he bowed down 7 times. Esav wanted money and he wanted kavod. Haman had a lot of money. He was the richest man in the world, Chazal say, and he wanted now the keser malchus b'roshai. These are two things. This is what they want. And Hashem knows it's hevel. Pasuk Yudbeis, Asher gave it, Ashreim hatzadikim, fortunate, praiseworthy are the righteous, hameunim, who suffer, chastised. They suffer a physical affliction, tachas yideichem, under your power, uvilvad. Okay, so Rashi here, it's a word that changes the world. This, because when we learned the Mitzvah stuff, he didn't really explain what this means over here. Rashi over here says, Yisurim is worthless if it does not come with the advancement of Torah knowledge. Uvilvad sheyuhu oiskim Batoira uva mitzvahs, which means two things. Number one, if a person has yisurim and he's not religious, he's not involved in Torah and mitzvahs, then the yisurim will cause him to go off the deep end. Only when a person has a hashkafa of Torah mitzvahs is he able to be soivel the yisurim and allow the yisurim to bring benefit to his neshama. That's number one. Number two is that if the Yisurim prevent a person from being Oisik in Torah mitzvahs, then it's not worth it. Okay, Yisurim shall, the Gemara says it's beferish, Yisurim shall ava, the person suffers Yisurim and it takes away from his ability to engage in Torah mitzvahs, those type of Yisurim are not worth anything. It's not Kedai. It's where the Torah, even though there are Yisurim, he's still able to engage in Torah mitzvahs, then it's worth it, like, for two reasons. Number one is not taking away from Torah mitzvahs. Number two is that if he does not have the Torah mitzvahs, he's not going to be able to deal and work and allow the Yisurim to cleanse his neshama where there will be a benefit. Okay, so Rashi here, we learned a lot of Chidushim over here. And Rashi, we learned about, number one, the beautiful expression, Shaitim Sheba'ilam. We learned over here, Rashi, that Hashem listens. He's listening to the victims. He's listening and he's watching the suffering of the victims. Rashi taught us that Hashem knows the machshavos of the wicked they want kavod. All they really want is lehiskaois and the nezer hamalucha. And the next chiddush we learned is that Yisurim, the Psha and the Pasuk, you have to add a word into this Pasuk. Asher gev asher tiyasrenu ka, uvilvad, provided, umitarascha salamedenu. Can we also learn that it would be a nice thing to do is to put a period of hash hamalamed adam doas. If Hashem is malamin adam doas, don't you think Hashem yedea machshavos adam? Okay, that's a chazev we learned so far now. Now let's learn the Targum. Targum, going back on page, okay, some of the psukim are very straightforward, and some of them have a lot of chidushim in the words of the Targum. So, Tzadik Dalet, go to Pasuk Hey. Amchas, over here, the Pasuk Hey. Okay, Amcha Hashem, your people Hashem. Okay, the Pasuk over here reads, Amcha Hashem Yidaku, you crushed. They're referring to the Goyim. They attempt to crush them. And V'nachaloscha Ya'anu, to torture your inheritance, the Targum. Amoch Hashem Yeshufun. Okay, the word Yeshufun means to lower. That is an interesting translation. Yidaku, we translate it to mean to crush, to pulverize. The Targum doesn't say that. The word Yeshufun means to suppress. It's you're nobodies. Doesn't necessarily the Goyim, according to the Targum, it is the goal of the Goyim to make the Jews irrelevant. They're lowly people. They need us. They need cheap labor. They need the Jews for their genius to invent and to create technology and to bring incredible benefit for the world. But they don't want the Jews to have any status in the world. They want the Jews to be yeshufun, to be lowly people. They, according to the Targum, if you want to read this into the interpretation, the Goyim really don't want to eliminate us, because they know the Jews are the, have the brains. They provide all of the blessing in this world. But they,
someone to pick on.
Okay, maybe that also, but they don't want the Jews to be elevated to a state of stature. Hitler, what Hitler wanted, is this idea really true? Hitler wanted to exterminate the Jews. He didn't want there to be a Jew left in this world. La hashmid, la harog, ula abed, is kol ha-yehudim. Elimination. That does not fit with what it says here in the Targum. Targum over here says the Goyim, they try yedaku to be lowly people, not elimination. All right, I don't know. You have to. Everything has to be judged. Next is the ach santoch, which means your inheritance. Yimaskinun. I don't know what that means. It means obviously to afflict. Pasuk vav. Vayomer, what do they say? They say pasuk vav alman v'yo yarugu v'som yiratzeichu ar malta v'giyora yiktulun v'yasme yiratzchun. Okay, just a simple translation. Pasuk zayin says vayomer, when they say lo yireka v'lo yavinu lo kayakov, they say that Hashem does not see and Hashem does not understand. Pasuk zayin v'amaru lo yechane. They don't. The word yechane means to see. Ka v'lo yisbayin. And Elokod Yaakov. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Binu pasuk ches. Binu. Now comes the response. Binu, understand. Boyarim ba'am. You idiots. Uchesilin and the foolish people. Mosai taskilu targum. Is boininu deshotion ba'ama. Again, the shayim means a shayte. A shayte. Like what Rashi said. Shaytem shabi olam. Uchesilaya e mosai taskilun. When will you understand? Pasuk tes, hanoite oizen halo yishma im yoyitz ad halo yochiach targum haefshar. Now he's adding over here a word. Is it really possible? Haefshar, di nitziv udna, the one who has established an ear. Now that's an interesting translation. Nitziv, what does nitziv mean? To establish. Doesn't say the word notea, the planting, udno, haloshomea, ulf, haloshomea, he is a word here. This is very important. Haloshomea ulfono. Teaching. The one, is it possible that the one who has established the ear does not hear ulfono? What is ulfono? Lectures, teachings. Ulpan, a seminary.
Limud.
No.
Just means a class. You know.
It means knowledge. Yeah. So this is nothing like we have learned until now. We learned until now simply it means that Hashem is listening, he's eavesdropping on the evil plans of the wicked. Or, Rashi, Hashem is listening to the cries of the victims. That's not what it says here. Hashem, the one that created an ear, don't you think Hashem understands? Hashem, because what is the word, what is an ear? An ear is Shema Yisrael, hearken. An ear doesn't just represent to listen to sound. An ear represents the concept of learning. In a classroom, you have a teacher and you have students. The teacher is outnumbered. You have one teacher, you have many students, and the students are listening. Knowledge is imparted through listening. The basic, how do you have a child, you teach him how to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Torah Tziv Lanu Moshe, the elementary steps of teaching is where this, of learning is where a student listens. So according to the Targum, we have a whole new pshat, which no one ever heard of before, no one, but it's not a common way to understand this pasuk. If Hashem is the one who created an ear, and the ear is the tool that every person needs to begin the process of learning, someone has to teach the person. Look, a cheresh. What is a cheresh? A cheresh is a deaf mute. In the Gemara, it means he has no knowledge. He's like a shaita. Why? A person that does not have the koyach of shmiya can be a brilliant person. Problem is, that in ancient times, there was no school for the deaf. There were no techniques to teach the deaf. So if a person was not able to hear, he was sidelined and was never taught anything. So he develops into a person that is a shaita, that has no knowledge. Because in ancient times, there was no way. If there's no koyach of shmiya, then the mind does not have the ability to develop to become a wise person. So if Hashem created the most elementary tool that is necessary to develop intellectually, don't you think Hashem is knowledgeable? Don't you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the knowledge? If He created the tools of wisdom, so it must be Hashem knows wisdom. It creates a whole new pattern in these psukim. If Ha'efshar Din Nitziv Uda, the one that has established the ability to listen, Halosh Shomea Ulf Ulfana, don't you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he knows, he listens to knowledge? Hashem is an intellectual being. E in Efshar, is it possible? Di Vira Anya, one who creates eyes, the law, and does the law is takel, and look at the next word, be oiraisa, the Torah. Don't you think Hashem learns the daf? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has eyes, created the koyach of ri'ia, so don't you think Hashem also histakel be oiraisa ubora alma? How did Hashem create this world? Hashem with looking. What did Hashem look at? At the Torah. The Torah was the blueprints. You go and you build a building, so you look at the blueprints. Yeah. Okay, here's where we put a foundation. And here's where we put a brick. And here's where we put a beam. Histakel b'oiraisa, a whole new pshat, ubara alma. So if Hashem creates the tools of knowledge, which is to listen, and is to then, I guess there are two stages in learning. The first stage of learning is listen. Listen what the Rebbe has to say. And after you've taken the knowledge, you then look. You then go back into the Torah, and you look, and based upon the knowledge, you're now able to see new insights. In other words, what do we say? We always say there's two different things. There's ata chonein le'adam das umelamed le'enoish bina. Das comes from listening. The basic building blocks of knowledge. Listen.
Wait, it reminds me of the Eved Nirtza. You have an ear. Didn't you hear?
Nirtza?
You have ear.
You have an ear.
That's why he has a...
Right, you make a hole in the ear. Okay. They're all related, these ideas. But here, when it comes to the building blocks, look at it like this. When it comes to knowledge, first you have to listen. After you listen, you know the basic, you can then go back and look. You can go back and look, and you can be medame me inyan le inyan and build upon that. So here we're giving you over here, he's changing. We're not dealing here with evil. We're not dealing with victims. We're dealing with the tools of knowledge. The tools of knowledge. A person was given ears to listen to knowledge. A person was given eyes. Now that you have the basic building blocks, you can go and you can look and you can study, you can analyze. You can be mistakel and you can build upon that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in man the ability, the tools of knowledge. Is it not obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intelligent, is an intellectual? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a being that possesses the full scope of knowledge. Ha'evshar din nitziv udno halo shomea ulfono. in Efshar, is it possible, Divara Anya lo istakel be'oiraisa, does not look at the Torah? Okay, now we go to Pasuk Yud. Hayoyser goyim halo yechich hamalamid adam do'as ha'efshar dihav oiraisa la'ame. So he titles Hayoyser goyim. Who is the goyim? So until now, we're talking about it means the Rishoyim, the Umay Sa'ilam. But sometimes Goyim refers to who? Klal Yisrael. Why we have a Pesukim? Because there are 12 tribes. Each tribe is a Goy. Goy ukehal Goyim mechalotzecha yetzeh. It's a Pasuk. That Kadosh Baruch Hu calls the Shavatim a Goy. Hayoyser Goyim. What does it mean, Hayoyser? Yoyser means to deliver.
Mi goy gadol.
Ha'efshar dihav oiraisa le'amei, who has given the Torah to the Jewish people. So the word hayoyser, I don't know how you make this this quantum leap, that the word hayoyser means to give. A mesorah. Moshe mosar lisa. That's what it means. Okay, you've answered the question. Hayoyser does not mean to chastise. It means the mesorah. Hayoyser means Hashem is the verb form, it's a beautiful word, to take a word and to transmogrify this word in such a way. Hayoyser is the mesorah. Hashem, who is the guardian and is the giver of the mesorah, and who is the goyim, the Jewish people. Halo yochiach v'chi
v'chi yich. His people, then it should be in the singular.
You're gonna chab me on TikTok here?
No, it's a problem because, no, I'm not being technical. we say Hashem offered it to multiple goyim.
But at the end of the day, Hashem gave it. Hashem only gave you, the targum is learning le'amei.
I don't know how literal the targum is being here.
Okay. But it's wow. Wow. What an idea. How he translates the word Hayoyser, and the word Goyim means the Jewish people. Hashem, who has given the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That now he goes on. Now, then he adds in a lot of words here. He's really embellishing this pasuk. The Chad, when Yechoyvun, they sin. Halo Yisvach Chun. Don't you think Hashem is not going to tolerate nonsense? If Hashem has been so kind to the Jewish people and has given them the Torah, he's going to let them just do averos and get away with it? No way! How he's going to give you Musar? And then it concludes, Halo Yisvachun, Halo Hashem Alif Le'odam Kodomai Man De'o. What does that mean? Is it not true? It's a rhetorical statement. Halo Hashem, did Hashem not teach who is Le'odam Kadomai, Adam Harishain. What is the English expression? With a P?
What?
The first man. The first man.
Oh.
This the same word.
Janitor.
No, the snake. The first. The Nochosha Kadmoini. Adam Harishain. How do they translate in all the fancy books?
Well, the word that.
The Nochosha Kadmoini. What's the word?
The word that you were thinking of is primordial.
Primordial? No, it's a shorter word. Is that the word? Primordial?
Well, I don't know if that
could be, applies. Okay. Primordial. Like, it's a very common, the Nochosh HaKadmoini. Right?
Yeah.
So there's the Adam, the original. Primordial.
I think Adam.
No, so it's not what he's saying.
Okay,
that's another thing. Over here, the Targum, there are many ideas, obviously. But over here, the Targum is saying that when it says over here, Hamelamed Adam Doas is referring to Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon, literally. Today is the second day of his life. Adam was created yesterday. Anniversary Meir always talks about Yahrzeits. What about the birthdays, Meir?
Yesterday was
the birthday of Adam Harishon. Today was his second day. Today is Shabbos. Today was the anniversary of the first Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Today is Beis Aleph Rishon was Yom Shishi of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Beis Nisan was Yom HaShavi'i. Yom HaShavi'i. Today was the anniversary of the first Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So therefore, if HaMelamed Adam Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Adam Rishon, Haloi Hashem Laman Adam Rishon Das. Okay, and therefore... Okay, so therefore, so again, this passage we're getting wrong. Efshar diavlo raisel yamei v'chad yichayvun when they sin halo yis vachun halo Hashem alif laodam kodamai man. Words when the man do man de'o is a popular word in the Targum, which means knowledge. Hashem has taught. Where do we find Hashem teaching Adam knowledge? Where do you find that in the Torah? Where do you see the other vision was created, and Hashem learned b'chavusa? You can show me a pasuk somewhere that Hashem sat down with Adam HaRishon. No, let's learn the daf. What was the daf Yomi on Shishi B'Sivan? Brachas Beis, Mestama, no? What was the daf? But if you go backwards in time, I'm sure you have a mathematical calculation, you can go backwards in time, someone will tell you what daf it was. Because since it only started later in history, if you go backwards, it was cycle negative 200, right? You know, we're now in the, what do they call the 13th cycle of the, whatever it is, 13th cycle. So you go back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, which cycle, it was minus cycle, chleis, and you figure out what daf it was, just a joke. Man de'o Hashem teaches Adam knowledge, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where do you find it? That's an interesting topic. Over here, according to Targum, Targum is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught Adam HaRishon knowledge. Where? You want to say his whole life? For 930 years, every experience that was Hashem's way of teaching man knowledge, and the sum total of Adam HaRishon's lessons, he taught him that if you do an Avera, you step out of line, you get whacked, you get punished. And if you do good, you receive reward. Okay, now we go to the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem Yoidea Machshvois Adam Kehim Avel, Kodom Hashem Yidion. Before Hashem it's known, machshavas b'nei nosha, the thoughts of mankind, nosha means man. Notice here he's calling Adam a nosha. Nosha, Adam, that's usually a word used for an ish, enosh. Enosh means the frailty of man. So it's a tremendous chiddush that we're shifting. In the pasuk before, the Targum says Adam means Adam HaRishon. And in this pasuk, when it says the word Adam, he translates it as mankind, and not just mankind. It doesn't say a gever. He refers to the frailty of man. In this week's, you know, this week's parasha, we mentioned, we learned when the man is called by different names. The parasha begins, okay, Isha Kisa Zria, Vyolda Zohar, okay, she gives birth to, there's no even identity. The parasha begins with Isha Kisa Zria, Vyolda Zohar, Vitama Shivasimim. It doesn't even call a child by any name. It's just an anonymous, invisible entity. She gives birth to a male, a zohar and a keva. In the beginning of the Torah, the only two genders, Rabbi Sahib. No such thing. Zohar and a keva. Read the Bible. Supreme Court justice doesn't know how to read the Bible. Swear on the Bible. They don't know, they even swear on the Bible? Whatever. How to read. The president said that she's the smartest. He said this a few times, that she's the smartest Supreme Court justice there ever was. Okay, that's what the president of the United States says, a lot about him. And she doesn't know cannot define Zoch Isha. When in this week's parasha, it says Isha ki sazri v'yolod zocher. Then it says in nekeva seled. So how do you define humanity? Zocher nekeva, and then it segues immediately. Adam ki yev or bisro negat saras. So first we call humanity a zocher or a nekeva. Then we call it an Adam, and then it says oy vosar. What does vosar mean? Not flesh. It means a human being. Targum says word vasar means an enosh. It says in the Noach, ki hishchis kol basar darkoi al aretz. The word basar is a code word for a human being. Ki hishchis Kol Bosar. Basar is just another way of saying Adam.
It could be animals too, because they were said to be.
Okay, I hear it here. But Bishagam Hu Basar, by the Ma'abal also it says. Bishagam Hu Basar. Hashem says, no, what am I going to do? I'm not going to go kill them. I'm not going to destroy them. Well, Bishagam Hu Basar, they're just, that's a term used to define a human being. And in this week's parasha, Uvasar, Ki Yevi'oiroi Negat Saras. The Targum says in Enash, the word Basar is a placeholder for the word. And then the rest of the parasha, it calls him Ish Oy Ishai, Ki Yev Or Bisarai, Beroishai Oy Vizakon. So we have over here four different terms to refer to humanity. Number one is Ish, is Zohar in the Keva. Number two is Adam. Number three is Basar. And number four is Ish or Isha. In this week's parasha, there's a progression. The beginning of the parasha, how do you define a human being? Either a Zohar or a Nekeva. Number two, how do you define a human being? An Adam. Number three, Basar. Number four, Ish or Isha. Haloi Davar. In one parasha, Yimamish go through the Aliyos, all the different possible terms to define humanity. And it's not a coincidence this is taking place against the backdrop of Maisa Bereishis, Chodesh Nisan, the first parashah of Chodesh Nisan. Today, yesterday was his birthday, and now is Shabbos. Four different terms of the various in the parashah. Otherwise, why is Isha Ki Sazria doing in this parashah? The whole parashah is all about Negoim. So how did Isha Ki Sazria get there? The parashah is not about Negoim. The parasha is about humanity. The parasha begins with Zohar Nekeva, Adam, Basar, Ish Oy Isha. That's the parasha. Happens to be to illustrate the different forms of humanity. We need to come on to different elements. Ah, Leda, there it's Zohar Nekeva. Tzaras, certain types of tzaras. Ah, that's Adam. Other types of tzaras, it's humanity is called basar, and then we come to ish or isha. Haloi davar. So here, we're learning over here, Adam. First it says, hayoser goyim, unbelievable word we have here today. Hashem is the giver of the Mesoira. Haloi yochiach. Hamelamed Adam doas. Hashem teaches man, I like that word, manda, knowledge. And then we come to the next Hashem Yodea Machshois Adam. Oh, here, all of a sudden, the word Adam has a different meaning. It means mankind. And what is mankind? The frailty of mankind. The Bnei Nosha Miloshna of Enosh. Bnei Nosha Arum Hinun Lama. Now that's an incredible word. Lama. Lama with an Aleph. Lama, not with a Hey. Ma nishtan halalazem, he called halalai. There it's ma with, or lama. Ma and lama. One of the old questions, why does the four questions begin with ma nishtana? Why doesn't it begin madua nishtana? Or why doesn't it say lama nishtana? How do you get the word ma? Define the word ma relative.
That's why some mafarshim say how.
Exactly. Okay, so this is drush. This is but the simple translation we've been taught in kindergarten is why. Okay, no problem. But once you say the word why,
first the child has to observe the differences before you can get to the why.
Okay.
How?
Ma. Okay. So you're giving an answer. Okay. So you're giving an answer that's a little bit more sophisticated than the average person. Unfortunately, man, not everyone gets so far in sophistication. And the simple translation. Go look in the, I don't know, go look in the art scroll Haggadah, see how they translate the word ma. I don't know how they translate it. Probably every edition is a different translation. How they translate the word ma. I don't know, it's kindergarten, who says they taught anything right, but the simple translation that you tell a child is why. Okay, now you say the why, how does why stand in contrast to madua, and to why come sometimes there's a lamed, Lama, and sometimes there's no lamed. Here we have Lama. Now it's not a right because this is Aramaic, it's not Hebrew, and there's an Aleph, there's not a Hey. And it's just interesting that the word hevel, hevel, is translated with the word hinun de ar lemo. Lemo means, it's just an interesting word, lemo, they are nothing. Next pasuk, okay, next pasuk is Ashrei hagever. Asher tiasrenikom mitiroslam denu targum tov legavra. Now notice that's also quite a mouthful. Ashrei, we like to translate this praiseworthy or fortunate. Ashrei yoshvei veisecha. Worthy of praise are those who sit in your house. Or Ashrei fortunate. Happy? Okay, maybe. It's also a possibility. Happy. They're happy people. Are they really? Deep down, you'll tell them, deep down, they're very, very happy. Okay. They're happy. Ashrei, they're happy, praiseworthy. They are fortunate. That's not what it says in the Targum. Tov, good. Ashrei hagever, it is good. It is for your benefit.
It's fortunate.
Okay, you're right. For your fortune, but it's a little bit different flavor. It's a different. The article can translate it. It can translate it. It's for your fortunate is not the same as for your benefit. It's different. There is a different flavor. Baskins and Robin, it's not the same. Tov legavra, it is good for man. Di sichasni ne. What does that word mean? I don't know. It means obviously to suffer. Yikah, that Hashem brings upon him suffering. Umin oiraisa te'alfine, and from his Torah does he teach him. Notice that the Targum did not inject the word uvilvad. He did not inject that. He just says two things. Okay, you want him to say that's what he means, maybe, but okay. So Baruch Hashem went through over here some incredible stuff in the Targum, really outstanding stuff. Okay, it's really too late to do the Midrashim and to do a little touch of the Malbum and the Minchas Erev. I want to do a little shtick, a beautiful piece, and a little Radak too. I'll do that tomorrow. Let us take a short break, and we'll learn some spooky stuff in the Sefer Hasidim.
But that's also we go Mizmor LeDavid and all the bad things that happened to him. So it was a Mizmor. He was at the Simcha when he had the Yisurim.
Acknowledged that it was for his benefit. Okay.